This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh, there it is. The theme from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We are ready to go through the top items, the top stories, the top topics of this past week with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. If you go to talkers.com, you'll see the material that's in the magazine this week, a list of all sorts of things that are going on in our fantastic world, conversation world on the radio. Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is also at talkers.com. So if you haven't visited this week, you may want to see what some of the things are that have been discussed, although there's probably not too much mystery here, Michael, in the list, the top 10 items. Why don't I encourage you to go through the list of stories and people, and then we'll get at it.
All right, I'm encouraged here in our fantastic morning program. We have the NFL's ratings dip at number 10. At number 9, the battle for Mosul. At number 8, the future of the Supreme Court. At number 7, activity on the financial markets. At number 6, the Iran nuke deal violation. At number 5, U.S.-Russia relations. At number 4, marijuana legalization. At number 3, more talk about Hillary Clinton's email. Number 2, the GOP retains the House and Senate control. And number 1, a small little story, Trump defeats Clinton. What do you know about that? The people on our survey, at number 10, Elizabeth Warren. Number 9, Chris Christie. Number 8, Bernie. At number 7, Newt Gingrich and Jamie Dimon, or Dimon. Vladimir Putin at 6, Rudy Giuliani at 5, Paul Ryan at 4, Barack Obama at 3, Hillary Clinton at 2, and number 1, President-elect Donald Trump. Number 1.
Is that hard for you to say?
There it is.
Is that hard for you to say, President-elect Donald Trump?
It's hard for me to say any president-elect, but be that as it may, no, I said it more for dramatic emphasis. I have my opinions are far too complex to be able to convey in a pause or a tone.
All right, we have an hour. You're welcome to express yourself because you are the guru. You are the person that I have listened to as we went through this over the summer. Each time, or last spring actually, during the primaries, each time Trump would win, you sort of did a verbal scratching of your head, and I remember asking you, you thought I was supporting him. Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth because you and I actually are not as friendly as we are. We've never really talked about who each one prefers because it's kind of a personal thing. And yet, for something so personal, it's been the number one item that has stirred the pot in this way that you and I make our living.
But I'm not crazy about either of them. I told you that many times. No matter who won the election, now we have to live with the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
And we can only hope for the best.
Right.
I mean, well, anything can happen. We don't know what events are going to happen in the world that might change the nature of how we view the candidates.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is Donald Trump was elected president of the United States, and 2 years ago the thought of that would have been considered a joke.
Right.
So it is a remarkable turning of the page in history. The thing I think about it that's so stunning is that most people, including Trump himself, didn't think this would happen. I don't think that the people of this country, even the Trump supporters, were sure that this could be. Okay, there were people that were positive he'd win, obviously.
Yep.
But for the most part, with all the polls and all the indicators, and a lot of people are stunned. I think the word is stunned. The morning after, and here the weekend after.
But you see, that's because there were a lot of people that weren't reading the tea leaves. Bernie Sanders went on a couple of talk radio programs the morning after, and he basically said, I told you so. What people aren't reading or don't want to believe, maybe that's more to the point, what people don't want to believe, and I don't think it was sour grapes on his part, although he was not happy with the way the Democrats, the Hillary Clinton Democrats, treated him and tried to marginalize him, and one only can wonder if he'd have been the candidate, how this would have shaken up, but that's just, you know, it becomes nonsense to talk about stuff like that. But what he did say was that Trump, and the implication was that he did, and I think that that's true, both of them tapped in to the anger that is so much a part of our country. And the regular politicians, either they're in denial, they don't want to believe it, they don't want to hear it, they don't think that they want to disrupt their lives with the truth, the reality. But the reality is, there are a lot of people in this country who are just plain PO'd about what's going on. And so when you look at the list of things that Trump has come up with as what he will do in the first 100 days of his office, when he goes into office, this is what people cheer about. Term limits, a freeze on hiring federal employees, freeze on federal regulations. I mean, I think that's the number one thing. People are tired of their lives wrapped around the government, and it just gets bigger and more expensive. So even if he's not successful in anything else, Michael, if he's able to do some of these things, he's got a Republican Congress, he's got 2 years to, pardon the expression, nuke the things that have bothered him and apparently the people who have elected him and paid attention, if you could actually get through all of his poking fun and you know, being kind of nondescript when it came to dealing with his opponents. But if you get down to the brass tacks of what's real there, you understand why a lot of people who may have known all of these things and discounted the other stuff were supportive of him, because that's what the majority of Americans will tell you they want. And that's what Bernie Sanders said. That's why he got the support he did, because the people who realized what he was out there saying, which was basically a lot of the same stuff, that's where the pulse of the country is.
Yeah, in spite of all of that, Hillary Clinton did win the popular vote.
Yes,
so you can't say a majority of Americans. I don't think this is it's fair to paint this as some type of landslide.
No.
Or some type
not
of mandate.
No, here's what I would like to talk with you about in a moment. I've had several conversations with people since the election about the Electoral College. Republicans like the Electoral College. Democrats don't. I'm neither, and I don't like it at all. I think it flies in the face of the one-man, one-vote premise that we think we have in this country. So let's talk about that in a moment and see where some of the talk radio shows and hosts have come down on that. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, as he is every week at this time, reviewing the top 10 items, the stories, the big issues on News Talk Radio. It's 14 past the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now at David's Bridal, hundreds of styles are half off. Yes, half off. That's half off select wedding dresses, including designer styles. Plus, half off all clearance bridesmaid dresses, shoes, and accessories, too. You'll find even more deals to love at davidsbridal.com. It's time to celebrate more and spend less. The sale ends November 22nd, and the savings won't last long. So hurry into David's Bridal today. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today, free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
At Jared, we turn feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Like an iconic watch from our spectacular Movado collection. The timeless Movado Museum Dial with its signature single dot design looks even more modern today than when it debuted in 1947. And this holiday season, it will look even better on her. The one unique gift that says it all. That's why he went to Jared.
All right, 18 past the hour. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, the Electoral College, and what it meant. This is a great discussion. I would love to have a conversation with Sean Hannity, who's in pretty good shape. He might become a member of the cabinet. He's so close to Donald Trump. What do you think? Could it be Secretary of the Interior? I mean, I think, and I'm not being facetious, really. Sean likes politics. He was clearly supportive and worked hard and became very close to Donald Trump in advising him in many different ways. So, I mean, I'm not being facetious. Do you think there's a chance that Sean could get a job with a new administration? He wants one.
I think it could be. I don't know if he would want it. Mm-hmm. He's very successful. He would certainly have to give up his salary. He makes a lot more money in the media than he would as in a government job.
Yep. Right.
So he would probably do it for ego or to serve the country. Mm-hmm. I've often had conversations with Sean that down the road he could be a politician.
Yes.
But he does so well on media that, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of his platform, in terms of his reach, in terms of his income, I don't think that he would want to do that. Mm-hmm. I think Sean would be maybe effective as a press secretary, mm-hmm. which is a great way to use somebody. Remember, Tony Snow was very good as a press secretary with George W. Bush.
Yes, he was.
But I don't know. You know, if Donald Trump was able to turn his fame and celebrity and wealth into being elected president without holding prior office the way he did, then anything could happen. I mean, anything could happen. Sure, why not Sean Hannity? Why not somebody who's currently on the radio being in politics someday?
Yep.
You know, and if Trump is a successful president, well, it opens the door to, you know, maybe Kim Kardashian could be president someday. Then we'd have our first woman president and another reality TV star. I don't need to be facetious, but I guess my answer is anything can happen. I mean, we've seen some amazing things in the last decade or two. We've seen an African-American become president. If you had predicted that 30, 40 years ago, people would say never. We saw a woman get the major nomination, a major party nomination for president. That alone is a heck of an accomplishment in terms of civil rights and breaking down barriers that have, existed for hundreds of years in America. Anything can happen.
Anything goes, and I'm not sure that's a bad thing. We've had a lot of things that have been going on in our country that need to be cleaned up, and I think that's what the majority, even though the majority didn't vote for Trump, you got the majority of the Electoral College votes, but between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, there certainly is a strong majority making a statement. We'll talk about that Electoral College presence in a few moments here on the Countdown. 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope.
Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harris, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here in this slot every week with me. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the top stories, the world of news talk radio, and the focus that has been really our focus, the whole country's focus for the past, most of the year anyway, certainly since the primary season. So when we get beyond all of that stuff and we look at the results and you see the illegitimacy, that's what some are saying, you know, all those people that are protesting, most of the protests are peaceful. The protesters have been in a lot of streets. I'm looking at a picture of a lady in San Diego, not my president. Well, okay, that's your, you can feel that way if you want to. You can condemn Trump's election. You can demonstrate. We have some people that are doing it in an irascible way, but most of the people who are doing it to, you know, sort of let some steam off, and that's okay. But when it gets down to brass tacks here, like, we can question the, not the veracity, but certainly the legitimacy of this whole thing, because the Electoral College doesn't represent you and me individually. It doesn't represent one man, one vote. If it was really a true democracy with one man, one vote, as we have in our local elections, in our county elections, in our state elections, the person who gets the most votes wins. That's the way it works. So all these people that run around and say, well, the people in the city have more power than the people in the country, nonsense. So I'm figuring, if I'm saying to people, you want to protest and you want to get upset about something, then fix the reason Hillary Clinton's not president is because the Electoral College works not in her favor and the favor of others who have been down that same street, because it doesn't represent one man and one vote. So what do you think when I say to people, you really want to, this is an issue for News Talk Radio, get people whipped up about it. If Jerry Williams were still around, wouldn't you think he'd be out there beating that drum?
I think he would, and I think the reason that it doesn't get more support is because, one, you always have people that are happy. It's always in close elections, and you always have people who are happy that the Electoral College was there, you know, or they wouldn't have won the election. So it's not something that the whole nation is behind. Two, you'd have to have a constitutional amendment of sorts, and that is very, very difficult to do. It takes a long time and a lot of work to do that. And the reason for it was, it goes back to the original founding fathers. fathers who put it in action to keep one part of the country from, you know, dominating another part of the country. Population was very regionally distributed, but right now you've got, you know, big states all over the place. And another reason it's unconstitutional is because if you just win by a couple of votes, as happened in Florida back in 2000, and that was questionable, the whole state goes to the other candidate. So that really is undemocratic.
Right.
There's a lot to be said. There's a lot to be said against it. It's of another time, another place, and it's very hard to change it. And that's why it continues to stick around. But if you were to have a very, very fair debate, a logical debate about the pros and cons of the Electoral College, I would think that it would certainly go down to defeat in terms of just reason, pure reason. Doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't.
And so there is something, and I was just trying to do the research while we were talking during the course of the week. Somebody explained to me that there is a way that doesn't require a constitutional convention that you could get it changed. And now I can't remember what it was. Kara, do you remember offhand that discussion? There's an ingredient legislatively that could be done that wouldn't require a constitutional convention. There's something already in the Constitution that would eliminate it. Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and she was in on this conversation.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't remember the exact details.
No, I don't even,
we'll have to look it up again.
Nose around and find it. But anyway, the seed of discontent. Let's see if some of the better talk radio hosts who do politics come up with something that is tangible and positive and constructive when it comes to that part of the issue. 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make health care reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower health care costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's
1-800-441-9833.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, continuing on with our overview of what's happened this past week in the world of news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison. This has been enough to take your breath away, Michael. Don't you think? All the events that...
It's very interesting. It's very interesting. It's very, very passionate. It's exciting, and it's deeply troubling. And it's deeply troubling not because of who won or lost. It would be deeply troubling whoever won or lost. If Hillary had won, there'd be protests, there'd be anger, there'd be all kinds of problems. The country is divided. The country's passionate about it. It's very hard to tell what's true. Social media and the digital era amplifies qualifies all kinds of information, there's chaos. And hopefully calmer heads will prevail, and we'll work our way through this and get back to running a normal country that has a healthy level of debate and a healthy exercise of democracy. We're talking before about the Electoral College, and I've been thinking about it. Basically, it was put in place because the founding fathers did not trust that the people, who were not necessarily as educated as the aristocracy, would elect somebody worthy of being president. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to create a barrier that these electors were not obligated to vote for the people that the people voted for. Mm-hmm. It was actually, for those who think that Donald Trump is a wild card and not fit to be president, for those who think that, okay, the Electoral College was put in place to prevent a guy like that from being president.
Yeah.
And because the people, you know, were farmers, they were uneducated, they could go for a demagogue, they can go for a populist, they can go for somebody that could be a dictator, but has charisma. So that's why it was put in place. But you can't go now and tell people, well, look, this is an opportunity to get rid of Trump. He lost the electoral vote by, you know, about 100, 200,000 or something really razor thin. People, yeah. There are people who are jubilant over the election of Trump. Let's hope that they have a reason to be right. Maybe yeah. he'll be a good president.
It's only good for the country under the circumstances. It's only maybe people will be surprised. I think it's interesting to note and go back to, and this is for our entire lifetime, or maybe, I guess I'm thinking about the election of John F. Kennedy versus Richard Nixon, which is the first time this stood out in my mind, but you can certainly see it and apply it to a lot of other elections. When George Bush the father ran against Bill Clinton, the kind of vitriol. And this is what I want people to think about, Michael. Let's see what we can do with this. Nixon and Kennedy became friends. Nixon did not contest the election, even though Nixon knew that Kennedy's old man had corrupted the Chicago system enough to get the votes in Chicago to get Kennedy to win. Nixon knew that, and yet he didn't disrupt the situation. He said, okay, we'll let it go. And then when you look at the circumstances of Bill Clinton, the things that Bill Clinton said about George Bush the father were horrible. And in life today, in real life, George Bush and Bill Clinton are the closest, and I mean closest, of friends. George W. the son, okay friends with Bill Clinton, but the old man and Bill Clinton are solid, solid friends. And look at the things that were said by Hillary Clinton about Barack Obama and vice versa 8 years ago. And now, for God's sakes, you'd think they were kissing cousins. So,
yeah, well, you know, politics makes strange bedfellows.
Yes. So I'm going to the next step here. Well, Obama extending the olive branch to Trump. And basically, you know, you've got all this stuff about Trump. The news media keeps wanting to bring up the birther issue. It's passé. These two guys now have no reason except no good reason to do anything other than what's best for the country. And they, if you look at the tweets that came from Trump after he went to the White House yesterday, man, you'd think these guys were the best of friends.
Well, Trump is going out of his way to be gracious, and that's because Trump is not stupid. Trump knows how to play the media, and he's playing it again. He's playing, and he's doing what's right. It is right to be gracious. Also, let's keep in mind another thing. In the next couple of months, Donald Trump is going to become privileged to information that he didn't have.
Yeah.
And it seems that when somebody gets elected president of the United States, they take them into that room that I talk about,
yeah.
and they tell them, okay, guy, here's what's really happening. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they come out very different. How did you notice that?
They
suddenly are not on this. They don't support the things they said they support. They suddenly change their mind, especially about foreign policy, especially about the deepest bowels of the economy.
Yeah.
There are factors at play that an elite group in this country understands intimately that changes the picture for presidents when they get elected to office.
Yeah.
And they suddenly realize they have a lot more in common on every level with their predecessor than they ever thought they did. Come on, it's a very, very rarefied club. Why wouldn't George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton feel at this point they have more in common than they did before? They both were a handful of people serving in this sensitive position. Harry Truman and Richard Nixon became friends, and they were vicious enemies during their heyday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for those of you who think that there is a wide chasm and divide, don't kid yourself. That is,
right.
Well, that's
already Trump is talking about putting people into the cabinet, into the administration, who are Washington insiders. Yeah. 1 week ago, he was going to drain the swamp. Now he's putting all the alligators in office. What is that all about?
That's pretty funny.
The people
actually
that are going to be most disappointed in Trump are the people that voted for him.
Yeah.
That's going to be the irony. The irony of this, remember I told you this, the people that voted for Trump are going to be the ones that become his biggest critics in the next 4 years. Because he's probably not going to do all the things that the people who voted against him feared that he would do.
The Trump documents that I saw, or they call it the doctrine, is all about dumping things that have been in positions of influence for a long time. And most people support it because, again, the anger came from term limit discussions, federal employees, federal regulations, lobbyists, all of these things that get under the skin. Let's see what he's promised to do to fix all those things the first 100 days of office. Let's see how that shakes out. And then you're right, whether or not the public that supported him is still supportive after they see what really is going to happen, what the reality is. And so in the moments remaining after a few words here, I'd like to talk to you about something that you've written about in Talkers Magazine, which is what's next for talk. What is the next page in the chapter of our fabulous format? That's up next here on the Talk Radio View, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 42 after the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, gentlemen, the time has come to look your best. Black Friday deals are here, so come into JCPenney now during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Pack on even more savings with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. The time to look your best is now during the JCPenney men's wardrobe sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. Valid 11/10 to 11/16. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusive apply. Check jcp.com for coupon and details.
There are stories that inspire us, unite us, that bring out the best in all of us. Everyday men and women in extraordinary situations. Americans who become heroes. Americans who become legends. Join the American Veterans Center this Veterans Day weekend as we share the story of American valor from World War II to the present day. Meet the heroes who defended Pearl Harbor 75 years ago. The legendary Tuskegee Airmen who took to the skies over Europe. Meet the heroes of Korea and Vietnam. And the generation that is defending our country today. Tune in to American Heroes Channel for American Valor. A salute to our heroes. Sunday, November 13th, 8 a.m. Eastern. That's the American Heroes Channel. This Sunday, 8 a.m. Eastern.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes. The world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2626. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2626.
At Jared, we turn feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Like an iconic watch from our spectacular Movado collection. The timeless Movado Museum dial with its signature single dot design looks even more modern today than when it debuted in 1947. And this holiday season, it will look even better on her. The one unique gift that says it all. That's why he went to Jared.
45 past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus on what's next. Election is over. It's been the mainstay of conversation on lots of the political talk radio stations. Many of those carry this program. So now we have, I don't know if it's a conundrum, certainly been faced before, but there are lots of other challenges that are around now that weren't part of even 4 years ago, the discussion of after the election is over, what do we do now? So what do we do now, Michael?
We do what we've always done. We talk about the issues that are of interest, of common interest to the people in America, local, statewide, and national. It's never going to stop. I don't know why people always say that. I'm always asked, the most frequently asked question is after every major news cycle, what are you going to talk about now that the Persian Gulf War is over? What are you going to talk about now that the OJ trial is over? What are you going to talk about? Look at all the diverse subjects we've talked about on this format for the last quarter century. Oh, the world's going to stop turning, it's going to stop being things of interest. Look at the interesting thing you brought up on this conversation alone about the Electoral College, which again is out there for public scrutiny after this election. It's endless. This is a wonderful format. The key is not to define yourself too rigidly by the current mode of thinking. The biggest problem that News Talk Radio is going to face going forward are conservatives trying to figure out, well, what's the conservative party line now that Trump is there? Because in many ways, Trump was left of Hillary.
Right.
And the conservatives are going to have to, they're going to have to deal with that. It's not too smart to overly or rigidly define yourself. And that's what I recommend. I recommend that people in this medium leave an exit strategy to be able to move on to the next realm of thought in these changing times.
So, and it may or may not approach the need to find a different audience or an audience in addition to whoever it is that is listening there.
Yeah, well, from a programming standpoint, what you've got to do is you've got to satisfy your core, but you can't satisfy them to the point that you don't try to expand your circumference and bring in more people. So if you do everything to satisfy your core and are afraid of any criticism from your core, you will implode eventually. You'll eventually have one listener, and that'll be the happiest person in the world.
Yep.
But when you have to compromise, you have to bring in new listeners. You have to sometimes take positions that your listeners don't like. Otherwise, you're just going to get smaller and smaller with a happier and happier audience.
All right. So let's spend the moment that we have remaining talking about Up Close and Far Out. I always like to hit the highlights of that. That's your weekly podcast that people can find by going to talkers.com. You've interviewed somebody from the advertising world this week. What will people learn by listening to this conversation?
A little bit about what goes on in the advertising world, the psychology of it. The interviewee is a very well-known advertising man, an ad man. His name is Dave Marinaccio. He runs LMO Advertising in Washington, D.C. And he also wrote a book about Star Trek, so he's kind of a pop culture freak.
Really?
And, and we talk about advertising from the psychological and the popular culture aspect of it, and it's really a lot of fun.
I was on a plane coming back from England last week, and on the video on the plane on demand was a 1.5-hour overview of the life of Leonard Nimoy. I was going to say Leonard Spock.
Well, you may as well. He is Leonard Spock.
Right, but it was really fascinating into this guy and what his world was all about. It really was. I find it to be very, the marketing of that and how the show actually was built around him and not Shatner. Pretty interesting stuff. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com here on The Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Our focus on what's happening in terms of conversation continues with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college prof, an expert on scams. If you want to check out America's number one consumer crime book, it's Identity Theft, written by Steve. It doesn't tell you how to be a crook. It tells you how to deal with them. I suppose maybe you could read it and figure out how to work around some of the things that people would do to protect themselves, right?
Well, you could. And actually, Doug, I teach a course at Bentley University on white-collar crime, and that's always been my fear, that some student's going to pick up on how to do it rather than what right. to combat it.
That's pretty funny. Okay, let's talk about the legalities of some of the things that have happened this week. A lot of states, including the one that you and I live in, actually both states I live in, had a marijuana question on the ballot. And it passed in both California and Massachusetts. So what does this mean? Are there going to be more states, do you figure, that will be putting this sort of question on the ballot? And how does it sort of stand in with the federal regulations being what they are? How do the state regulations, or do they, groove with the state? The state, federal, they're all different.
They don't, and that's the issue. That's always been the thing that got me the most, is that marijuana is still a classified as a federal substance that is banned, and as a matter of fact, how it is ranked is very, very high up there with much, much more serious types of drugs. And so you could have a federal law in enforcement taking action in states where it's legal. And this is one of sort of benign neglect of the Justice Department leaving this alone. But the truth of the matter is you're going to find more and more states doing, like you mentioned, we did here in Massachusetts, legalizing it not just medicinally, but recreationally. There's a lot that will go into that as far as what kind of taxes there's going to be. There's also going to be trying to get better tests for operating motor vehicles under the influence of marijuana, although, frankly, I'm not sure that that's as great a problem as operating under the influence of alcohol. But, yeah, the federal law does not mesh with the state law. And this is in the past actually created some problems for physicians who have given prescriptions for it. But we'll have to see. I don't see the Justice Department getting involved. They're going to kind of turn their head the other way.
Right. Not like when John Ashcroft sent after September 11th, he sends 40 agents to Washington to investigate, FBI agents investigate the local sale, the legal sale in the state of marijuana. Hello, we just had the bombs in New York, and you're going to send 40 guys up there? And anyway, that's the past. Let's look at the future. Number 8 on the countdown this week is the future of the Supreme Court. A lot of people speculating on who gets nominated. Hillary Clinton said she'd put Barack Obama on if she were the president. So who's Donald Trump saying he wants to put on?
He hasn't really at this point. He actually has a sister who's a judge and supposedly a pretty good one. He has said that he wants conservative. He wants conservative justices. I always crack up when they say we want people that want to interpret the Constitution as it was written. And as it was written, women had no rights. Native Americans had no rights. Slaves had no rights and were considered 3/4 of a person. If you were a white landed male, you had rights. But the Constitution is an absolute brilliant document that has evolved. And the Supreme Court, we're going to see, I think this will probably be the longest lasting effect of a Trump presidency, because there are some older justices. We have a vacancy right now. There could well be a couple more during his term. Hard to say who he's going to nominate and then have to get through a Senate, and interestingly enough, a Senate that is controlled by Republicans, even though there were more votes in Senate races for Democrats, but that's for another time.
Right. All right. So let's talk about, we have about 40 seconds, those who are being arrested in the protests, do they just get brought to jail and processed, then let out again? There's nobody who's really going to be prosecuted unless they're doing damage, right?
Yeah, at this point, protest is part of the First Amendment. We should celebrate the First Amendment. Violence is not part of the First Amendment, no. And anyone doing that kind of violent protesting should be prosecuted.
Yep. Well, the Portland peaceful protest did descend into violence, and so there ought to be some, when all the glass is broken, there were some explosions and that kind of stuff. That needs to be dealt with. But other than that, express yourself. That's what this election has been all about, frankly. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our legal expert here on the Talk Radio Countdown at 59 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.